Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Lyman Bostock. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting third. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting fifth. The DH, Glenn Adams. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Larry Heil. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Dan Ford. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Bob Randall. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Paul Thormudsgaard. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Norris. Batting second. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting third. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The DH, Rico Carty. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bruce Bocht. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Ron Pruitt. Batting eighth. The catcher, Fred Kendall. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Wayne Garland. And now, play ball. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley bunts towards the mound. Garland fields it and throws to first for the out. Bostock moves to second. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops it up and throws to first, with Garland covering, for the out. Bostock moves to third. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a fly ball into center field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops it up and throws to first, with Thormudsgaard covering, for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Randall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil bunts towards third. Bell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Adams moves to second. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garland fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first. Double play. Adams moves to third. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bostock. Thornton reaches second base with a double. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi hits a fly ball into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Thornton moves to third. One out. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bocht for the out. Two outs. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Randall moves to second. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-0 in the game. Smalley hits a fly ball into left field. Bock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. Carew is walked intentionally. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiniger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Randall scores. Carew moves to third. It's 1-0, Twins. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Duffy. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. Duffy steals second. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0-for-1 in the game. Norris takes first base on ball 4. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-1 in the game. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Duffy moves to third. Norris moves to second. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Heil strikes out. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-1 in the game. Cubbage is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-1 in the game. Ford hits a fly ball into right field. Pruitt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Thornton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardi hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Thornton moves to second. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 0 for 1 in the game. Bocht hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thornton moves to third. Cardi moves to second. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 0 for 1 in the game. Pruitt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it, steps on third, and throws to Weiniger, who tags Thornton for the double play. Bocht moves to second. Two outs. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kendall hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bostock. Kendall reaches second base with a double. Bocht scores. Pruitt moves to third. It's Twins, 1, Indians, 1. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 1 in the game. Duffy hits a fly ball into left field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bostock strikes out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. Smalley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Norris takes first base on ball 4. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 2 in the game. Kuiper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Norris trying to get to third. Bostock throws the ball into Cubbage, who tags Norris for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kuiper moves to third. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Carew hits a line drive towards third. Bell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Weiniger takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Adams strikes out. Two outs. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Heil hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Weiniger moves to second. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 2 in the game. Cubbage hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Weiniger scores. Heil moves to third. It's 2-1, Twins. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 2 in the game. Ford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cardi hits a line drive towards short. Smalley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bocht takes first base on ball 4. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 0-for-2 in the game. Pruitt hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Kendall hits a fly ball into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Randall hits a fly ball into right field. Pruitt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bostock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-2 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-2 in the game. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Norris hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Heil. Norris reaches second base with a double. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Norris moves to third. Two outs. Tom Johnson now pitching. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Carew strikes out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Weiniger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Weiniger. The throw from Kendall and he is safe. Weiniger steals second. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a fly ball into left field. Bach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Heil strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Thornton hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cardi hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cardi for the out. Two outs. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bocht takes first base on ball 4. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Weiniger for a passed ball. Bocht moves to second. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 0-for-3 in the game. Pruitt takes first base on ball 4. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Kendall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 1. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garland fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-3 in the game. Ford hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Twins. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Bostock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. John Lowenstein pinch hits for Frank Duffy. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a fly ball into left field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. Norris hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Norris. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. Norris steals second. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kuiper hits a fly ball into left field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.